the chairman of the technical subcommittee, and we'll go ahead and get started. So the time now is 1:31 p.m. on August 18th, 2020, and I'd like to call to order the Gatton Technical Subcommittee meeting. We'll go to the agenda item number one. Sarah, if you could lead us through a roll call.
Yes, I'm Sarah Eichelberger with Gatton. Bo Kinsey, Travis County.
Present.
Brian Rose, Austin Community College.
Present.
Chris Gonzalez, BRICOM.
Present.
Dane Herbat, Travis County.
Present.
Carlos DeMatos, Gatton.
Present.
Jaime Guerra, UT.
Present.
Bruce Hermes, City of Austin.
Present.
Mace Royston, LCRA.
Present.
Harold Nall, UT.
Present.
Steve Pyle, DIR.
Present.
And members of the public we have joining us are Wayne Wiedemeyer and Doug Wilson.
Okay.
A quorum's been established.
Thank you, Sarah. This is Jaime again. Let's move on to the agenda. Is there any citizen communication?
No, sir.
No, sir.
Okay. Agenda item number three. Let's take some time to review and approve the minutes from the technical subcommittee meeting of July 21st.
This is Dane. Move to approve the minutes of July 21st, 2020, as presented.
This is Steve. I second.
This is Jaime. We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, Sarah, could you lead us through a roll call vote to approve the minutes, please? Sarah, I think you're muted.
Thank you. This is Sarah. Steve Pyle.
Aye.
Dane Herbat.
Aye.
Jaime Guerra.
Aye.
Ryan Rose.
Aye.
Mace Royston.
Aye.
Bruce Hermes.
Aye.
The minutes pass. One moment. This is Sarah. The person with the phone number ending in 6153, could you please state your name?
This is Gary Weisman.
Oh, hi, Gary.
For some reason, my internet is down and it wouldn't let me do Teams directly through my phone, so I had to dial in.
Okay. Well, I'll note that you joined at 1:33 p.m.
Okay.
Okay. So the minutes are approved. This is Jaime again. Point of order, since there's going to be some executive session items in agenda item four, I'm going to push that towards the end of the agenda, as long as no one has issues with that. And we'll go into agenda item number five right now. The maintenance contractors update. Yes.
This is Bruce. Real quickly, I want to let you know that I do need to drop off at 3 o'clock.
Okay. I think we'll still have quorum, Sarah. Is that right, if Bruce leaves?
As long as everyone else stays on, that's correct.
Okay. Anyone else planning an early departure? Because we might want to look at some of these executive session items first, if that's the case. Okay. Sounds like we'll have quorum. So we'll continue on to agenda item number 5, maintenance contractors update. Chris?
Okay, this is Chris Gonzalez. Since our last meeting, we've completed the inspections of B1N and B1S with 40 corrected deficiencies between the two rings. Let me know if you have any questions regarding the inspection report.
This is Jaime. Is there any interesting findings to note or anything unusual?
Not on this go around. It's the usual runabout we've been encountering.
Okay. Go on to the inventory report then.
Okay, this is Chris again. On the inventory, the only changes we've made are, if you'd look at rail 708, there was 10,138 feet allocated for the B2S fiber relocation and the fiber light conduit. That work was completed on 8-3. So next month I will be removing that from the inventory. Also, we've received reels R711 and R712, which are two 192 reels, both having 10,000 feet on them, which have also been added to the inventory.
This is Jaime. Out of curiosity, how long did it take for us to receive those reels after we ordered the cable?
It took about, I believe, 7 to 8 weeks.
7 to 8 weeks, okay.
Yeah.
All right. This is Jaime again. Do any of the tech committee members have any questions on the maintenance contractors report? Okay, hearing none. Thank you, Chris. This is Jaime again. Let's go to agenda item number 6, network managers update. We'll start with the Gatton project status report.
This is Carlos. Since then, we have completed the B2South Burleson relocation to the fiber light conduit system. That was done on 8-3 and 8-4. The super ring, I'm sorry, the A2 North reroute at Capitol Complex was done on 8-11 and 8-12, and super ring North reroute to Capitol Complex is being done right now, so it's still in progress.
Okay. Any
and
other?
The on specific projects, we have just a few. You know, the B1 North City of Austin Planning and Development Center was done this weekend on Saturday, this last weekend on Saturday. And we have a couple coming up, which is the ACC, B2South ACC node to Cyrus 1 and MET 3, and B1 North, C1 North UT Pickle Research node. Relocations and B2South ACC node to Cyrus 1 Med 3. Actually, that's a double. Yes. For whatever reason, that's that copied double. So, anyway, and that's it.
Okay. This is Jaime. Chris, can you give us an update on the A1 North node replacement over to Walter Webb Hall?
Yes, I believe we completed the placement of the fiber last week, and we are scheduled for the week. I'm sorry, I wasn't prepared for that. For the week of the 24th to begin terminations. So as soon as terminations are completed, we'll get it scheduled to splice into the ring.
Very good. This is Jaime again. Did anyone have any questions on any specific project that's on this list?
That Walter Webb Paul was the 24th, you said?
That's correct. Oh, this is Chris. That's correct, but just for terminations to get all the 144 fibers terminated, and then there'll be a 2-week notice sent out.
Okay.
Chris, Dane, so you're not expecting any impact on the 24th?
No, sir. No, sir. Not at all. This is all dark fiber that will be terminating the said Walter Webb Hall.
Thank you, sir.
This is Jaime. Gary, did you have any deadlines that you need to adhere to for that A1 North work?
Not that I have not received notice as to when KLRU is going to be moving in yet.
Okay.
It's looking more like the end of September, beginning of October now.
Well, please reach out to network management if you have concerns with timelines here.
Okay, will do.
And this is Jaime with UT, just as a heads up. I think we're almost ready to start splicing in the Johnson Wildflower Center. So there should be a notice coming out for that. Okay, this time again, if there's nothing else on this list, we will continue on with the agenda. What is it now? The 6B. Agenda item 6B, job budget tracking report.
Yes, this is Sarah. Since the last meeting, I've combined the jobs that carried over from FY20 with the FY21 jobs, so it's just one table now. And the budget includes the $635,000 worth of transfers from the fund balance. If you'll recall, there was a $275,000 transfer that was approved on June 6th for the A1 North projects, and then another $360,000 transfer that was approved on August 4th for the carryover projects from FY20. So with everything combined, we are tracking 23 projects affecting the budget, totaling $1.18 million. Leaving $145,000 for additional projects. Of those, we're expecting $116,000 in recovery if you look over at the far right table. And so with that $116,000 recovered, that would be $261,000 remaining after that recovery. That's all I have. Let me know if you have any questions.
Question for Carlos. So all of those A1N segments have been scheduled?
No, sir. They have not been scheduled, just encumbered. Yeah, there are no items for A1 North scheduled at this time yet. We're still working on permitting and placing cable and so forth. So.
Okay, this is Jaime. Is there any more questions or discussion on the job budget tracking report? Then hearing none, we'll move on to agenda item 6C, Gatton backup NOC status update.
Hello, this is Carlos. On this note, today was the day due for all the bids to come in to the City of Austin Public Works Department. Although we have a two-day extension due to there was an amendment to the proposal, so that we needed to give them a couple more days to respond to that. So it'll be on the 20th when they all come in. So far, what we have is Spalglass is company that actually has turned in a bid for it. So there was one more thing I needed to report. After talking to Allison last week, we have taken out one small item out of that bid, and it's the card reader that would go on the door of that Gatton room. We will have to take care of that ourselves separately. We'll have to hire somebody to attach that card reader. They'll do all the infrastructure. We'll just have to attach the card reader and install it within the city's actual convention center's security system.
So. Okay, thank you for the update, Carlos.
Is that something that the city would take care of and then would invoice us for?
This is Carlos. Most likely that's the way we're going to go about it. If not, one of our contractors can actually install it and program it. It's the city's contract, which is Brycom, the same as the city's contractor. Although I'm not sure if they are the security contractor, but they can act as Gatton contractor to install it. And we can figure out that the installation.
So. Carlos, this is Bruce. Does this need to be part of the convention center's security app access system?
Yes, sir. This is Carlos. Yes, it has to be. There are several reasons for that. The main reason is the convention center needs 24/7 access to that room because it'll be integrated into the fire system. So any indications of fire or smoke or anything like that, they'll need to be able to get into that room prior to sending all alarms and fire department to come in. So
okay, any more? This is Jaime. Any more questions on the convention center? Let's move on to agenda item 6D, Gatton dark fiber testing update.
Gentlemen, this is Carlos. Under 6D, we brought up a sample of the data that we are gathering for all the entities under the GAN. We expect this project to continue to take about 3 to 4 more weeks to at least completely complete, basically. Let me show you that. Is everyone capable of seeing this?
I can see it.
Yeah.
Okay. If you see
a little bit, please.
Like this, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the power readings. These are true power readings on 1310 nanometers and 1550 nanometers. This is a sample for AISD's links between and on B1 North between Murchison Middle School and Doss Elementary, I believe. If it's elementary. This is one. And then it has, and this is one out of 35. This is a trace of that between Murchison with all that between also on 1310 and 1550. So there's 35 of these plus one of the other ones, and that's just one test. This particular folder that I have here, and it's just AISD, and it is not complete. It still needs a couple more from AISD. It's 6,104 pages long. We will have to bring some sort of way to be able to sort through all this data and to input it into either a main spreadsheet or some sort of way to display it so that everyone can actually access it easily rather than having to go through every single one of them. So
this is Jaime. Does network management have any initial thoughts on how you would organize and store these and how they could be distributed to members?
We started with a spreadsheet. However, it takes a long time to produce that. So that we're looking for other measures, but at this point, a spreadsheet is our best bet.
Hey, this is Jerry. I mean, how does the maintenance vendor provide it to you?
Exactly like you see it, sir, right now.
So this is Jaime. I almost think that if there was some sort of shared drive that we'd had access to and an organized folder structure, I think that might be a good way to just drag and drop these into the appropriate thing, and you don't have to convert any data.
That will be absolutely great.
What about the city's OneDrive and then just link it to from the Gatton website over to the OneDrive site?
I'm going to ask Sarah if that is possible.
This is Sarah. We could probably put this up on the Advanced One SFTP site.
This is Jaime. Sarah, wasn't there discussion about potentially leveraging a SharePoint site, and would it make sense to put this sort of information there versus Advanced One's site?
Yes, once that's ready, which should be by the end of September, that would be the place where this would be housed. If you wanted it housed somewhere in the meantime, then the Advanced One would be the best bet. But if you could wait till September, then we could do it on the SharePoint site.
This is Jaime. I think I'd be fine waiting till September.
And this is Gary. I mean, that's a month away.
Yeah.
No reason to reinvent the wheel. We'll just do it in conjunction with taking off the SharePoint site.
This is Sarah. That sounds good.
This is Carlos. Thank you. Appreciate that.
So this is Jaime again. Chris, when your team was testing this fiber, did you notice any deficiencies and did you correct them or did you just note it and have to come back to it?
Depends on the situation. If the test results were dirty, we'd clean on both ends and do what we could. We noted on anything that couldn't be corrected without getting in the back of the box. That's something we avoided, getting in the back of the box, trying to repair if those repairs were necessary. Anything that's noted just have to be addressed at another time.
So this is Jaime. How are you keeping track of that so it doesn't get lost in the thousands of test reports that are going on here?
Now, the technicians who are making the notes, they have a ongoing notes at the end of the day of what strands on who have issues that we need to get addressed. We don't have any formal documentation of it yet. Just pretty much field notes.
And so I guess if it's the case that it can be cleaned and corrected, I mean, you would just basically retest, clean it, and then retest again until you got good results. And then that wouldn't be on the field notes, but in theory, you may have some things that are on the field notes that need to be addressed later.
That is correct.
So this is Gary. So the field notes, do you share them with network management or you just keep them in-house?
Currently, they're still in-house. We're still gathering all the information. There's a lot of documentation to compile here. Trying to come up a way to where everything sorts according to each entity, each ring, and each fiber. It's just a lot of documentation, and we'll want to present that along with our notes as well. And this would be at the end of the project itself.
This is Carlos. Gary, what you see here is just a sample. And it only has AISD. It's not even complete. So you're looking at 6,104 test results right here. When it's all said and done, it'll probably be way over 1,500. I would say.
Right. Yeah, and we need to figure out some way of putting
folders.
Folders that so that entities like us who have minimal sites that we need to, inspect, take a look at, don't have to sift through everybody's results.
This is Carlos. I think that we can actually, what we can do is we can break it out by entity ring, and that in and of itself should be able to let you sort fairly easy through your test results. We might even be able to sort through link. And what I mean by link is like this particular one that you're all seeing here. That you're seeing here, it's B1 Murchison to Reed. All these 36 test results could be thrown into a folder, and you could just go and look at that particular link. I think that we can actually do that fairly easy.
Okay. Hey, Chris, I mean, one thing that you said right there is this project. My assumption is that when you do the sweeps, when you're doing the ring inspections every time, that the results will be updated into this, not just a single project to go out and pull these results right now or whatever, but as you go through your ring inspections, the results from those ring inspections will be put into this, you know, the updated results, correct?
Well, this project just consists of power meter testing. We went ahead and took upon ourselves to go ahead and compile traces as well where we were there. The regular day-to-day sweeping is separate from this, which is not incorporated into this project. I'm not sure how GANT management wants to possibly leave this as a living document or just updated yearly if we do move forward with the power meter testing annually. I'm not sure how GANT management is able to handle that, but it's two separate
items. Okay, and that's fine, but okay, what do you do on your you know, regular sweeps of rings?
Those are just traces. Those are traces, and they get sent over to management.
Okay, because I mean, it would be my hope that those traces would be incorporated into this also, so that we can try to pick up on changes that we're seeing out there. I mean, it gives us another reference.
There's a couple
I mean,
things.
Our rings are. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. This is Carlos. There's a couple of things to that. When it comes to sweeping, they are not. They will not touch active fibers. You know what I mean? If your right. fiber is active and it's completely passive, these right here are actually somewhat intrusive types of test results. As far as traces, a trace, it's the same as this one that you're seeing here. We have these two projects separated. One's sweeping, and this is actually getting true link losses in between links for all the entities.
Right.
So we can provide either one of them at any time. So.
Okay, and that's all I'm saying is we need to have both available to us. Both need to be dumped into the SharePoint site so that they're available to us. Because I mean, the network is constantly changing due to teardowns, doing to improvements. So we need to have the latest, greatest. Yes, if we don't have our active fibers available to us, that's fine. But at least we have the inactive on the same runs so that we can compare to what the previous one was somebody else
This is Carlos. This is no problem. We can do that. But what I'm trying to say is we're going to treat them as two different separate projects, if you will. You'll have these right here that you're looking at, and then we will have the sweepings separately.
Okay, but both will be available.
Both will be
in
available.
Whatever. Okay.
I'll discuss it with Sarah offline on how we're going to do that when we put it on our drives or our SharePoint, if you will. Okay.
This is Jaime. So yeah, I would say given that there's going to be a lot more data to come, I think it's really important for network management and the vendor doing this work to work together to develop a plan on how this information is going to be stored, how our deficiency is going to be tracked so that it's not a big problem if whatever method you start going needs to change to make it more actionable data, more usable data. If we could come to the next tech committee meeting with some like a plan of how you're going to address those items, I think that would make us feel a lot better.
Let me write that down.
Okay, is there any more discussion on agenda item 6D, GANT and dark fiber testing? Okay, hearing none, I'd like to go back in our agenda to agenda item number 4. agenda item 4A, regulatory perspective of Gatton 4G, 5G network functionality. This was a topic that AISD had requested. Since AISD is not able to join us today, we are going to take up this item at the next board meeting. So the next agenda item for B, C, D, E, and F have executive session items to review, because we'll be looking at strand assignments and routes. Carlos, is there anything we want to say in open session before we go into executive session for those items?
Nope, I don't believe that we have anything to say about those on open session.
Okay. That being the case, the time now is 2:02 p.m. and I'd like to adjourn to executive session to discuss agenda items 4B through 4F. In accordance with Texas Government Code 418.181. And Sarah, could you please give us the instructions for executive session just to make sure we got it right?
Yes, this is Sarah. You would have received a Teams link that says executive session only. You do not need to hang up or end this meeting. You can just click on that meeting and it will put this meeting on hold. As well, if you know you're on the phone and you're a member, you can just put this call on hold and call into the executive session conference call number. And then you'll
to our agenda item 4B. We discussed and reviewed some of these prints in executive session. And I think the action item is for network management to come back to the next tech committee meeting with some procedures on how we can ensure that anytime somebody's doing work on the Gatton network, Bentley gets updated. Does that sound accurate, everybody?
Yes.
I didn't hear you. What did you say?
That the action item for network management related to agenda item 4B is for them to develop a set of policy or procedures to ensure that Bentley gets updated anytime someone does work on the Gatton network, whether it's directly by network management or with an entity.
Sounds good.
Okay. Agenda item 4C, that was more of an FYI and heads up, no action required right now.
Mm-hmm.
Agenda item 4D, B1 South permanent repair at 4004 Bannister Lane. We will entertain any motions. All right, this is Jaime. I move that we approve the permanent repair at B1 South for B1 South at 4004 Bannister Lane.
This is Steve. I second.
Do we need to mention? Never mind.
So there's been a motion and second. Is there any further discussion? Okay, hearing none. Sarah, can you lead us through a roll call vote?
Yes, this is Sarah, and I'll do a roll call vote of the primary members. Steve Pyle?
Aye, I'm sorry.
Dane Herbat?
Aye.
Jaime Guerra?
Aye.
Mace Royston?
Aye.
Gary Wiesman?
Aye.
The motion passes.
Thank you. Agenda item 4E. I would move to approve the C1S permanent repair at South First and Emerald Wood.
This is Gary Wiesman, second.
It's been moved. This is Jaime. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Sarah, please lead us through another roll call vote.
This is Sarah. Steve Pyle?
Aye.
Dane Herbat?
Aye.
Jaime Guerra?
Aye.
Mace Royston?
Aye.
Gary Wiesman.
Aye.
Thank you, everyone. Agenda item 4F, allocation of strands to CyrusOne and transport rings. I move that we recommend for approval the allocation assignments for the transport rings, and we postpone discussion on the CyrusOne 288 cable to the board meeting. That was the motion.
This is Dane, second.
Second.
It's been moved by Jaime and seconded by Dane to approve the allocation on transport rings as discussed and presented in executive session. Any further discussion? Sarah, please lead us through a vote.
Steve Pyle.
Aye.
Dane Herbat.
Aye.
Jaime Guerra.
Aye.
Mace Royston.
Aye.
Gary Wiesman.
Aye.
The motion passes.
Okay, this is Jaime again. Let's see, I think we've covered everything else in our agenda. Nothing for executive session or nothing additional for executive session. Before, confirm the date and time. So action items for network management. One, procedures for getting advanced one to update Bentley. Two, procedures for capturing all the fiber test data and keeping track of deficiencies. These are two items we'd like to discuss at the next tech meeting.
Gotcha.
So agenda item 8 will confirm the date, time, and location for the next technical subcommittee meeting as September 15th, 2020, 1:30 p.m. via teleconference. The time now is 3:13 p.m. and this meeting is now adjourned. Thank you.